pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Hour is back, and Rick is up first from Houston. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. So, Paul, you know, you get asked the same questions, you get the same gripes every day, day after day, week after week, month after month. And it got me to thinking about Captain Kangaroo and his famous hot mic moment where he said, well, that ought to hold the little bastards for another day. And I wondered if you ever walk out of the studio feeling that way.
Yeah, I think a Netflix documentary would be a big success if you actually heard what we said during the commercials.
So, hey, Paul, you know, the other day you opined, you asked Bash why he pauses between every other sentence. I think I figured it out.
What is it?
Well, you got to have time to hit that bong in between questions.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, Bash to me, I mean, he's intriguing because he does not let go of whatever is on his mind. It's not what we want to hear about. It's what he wants to talk about.
Exactly. All right, Paul, man. Well, have a great day.
Thank you very much, Rick. You take care of yourself. Buddy is up next. Hey, buddy.
Hi, how are you?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I was wondering, within recent days, I saw on screen and a few words about it that Georgia Tech had asked to be readmitted to the SEC, and the SEC said no. Do you know anything about it?
That's the first I've heard. Now, Georgia Tech was in the SEC. They got out. Ultimately, ended up in the ACC. But when do you think that apparently that was to have happened?
Yeah, well, I can remember that when Georgia Tech initially exited, I think in the 1960s,
right,
or 70s,
around there.
Like
it was
that,
I think it was the 60s.
Allegedly, this is just something that I had heard, whether true or not, that Vince Stooley and Bear Bryant said, got together and said, as long as we live, Georgia Tech will not come back. Well, both of those gentlemen are deceased and
killed.
Well,
first of all, Georgia Tech is not coming back. The Georgia Tech of 1960 was far more valuable than the Georgia Tech of today. I mean, frankly, nobody would want them.
Yeah. Of course, Georgia Tech is the traditional big enemy of Georgia, but that's not really played out in any kind of recent years of Georgia Tech beating Georgia in football.
No, buddy, I think Georgia Tech's lucky they're in the ACC, but they're not anywhere near the SEC. Expired is, he's an Aggie fan. What's up, Expired?
Hey, Giggle, Paul. Hey, Paul, you remember back in the day, maybe a little longer ago than me, you know, you're sitting in that college class and that professor was talking, Paul, and he's talking and talking and talking and talking. And you look to your left and people are thinking, man, this guy is really, really smart. You know, that professor, he'll talk in circles. He'll talk in circles. He'll talk in circles and he'll reach the left field. And he'll pull something out, Paul. Just out of the blue. You don't even know what the hell it is. He just pulls it out, Paul. He reached the right field. He'll pull it out, Paul. And you're going, man, this guy, you're starting to wonder, you know, but you, like me, Paul, are smart enough to figure out a fake. Okay? You're smart enough to figure that out. Basically, I'm trying to educate your callers. I-Man is a fake. He talks and talks and talks in circles about Saban. He talks and talks. He'll pull something out of his rear about music. And he thinks he's a great caller. And we know that he's probably your worst caller right now. Hey, I-Man, take some lessons from somebody entertaining, such as, I hate to say it, but AJ. At least he's entertaining. I mean, you are an awful caller, and everybody's starting to pick up on it. Paul, you remember those days?
Yeah, I do. And I'm trying to choose my words judiciously on I-Man. But you're right about AJ. AJ's a bull in the china shop. I mean, he has quite an entrance.
You know, and then you got to understand that, you know, 6-8 months ago, I-Man the Picklehead had a bromance with the River Rat Jim.
Well, I don't know. I mean, isn't there some insect or it's a snake that once they bite you, you're done. Once Jim and I-Man created that alliance, I-Man hasn't been able to come back from it. I mean, Jim put some poison in his system, and there's no antidote.
I agree. I think Jim really, really screwed him up, which I think Jim's good at doing, screwing things up.
But I think Jim did it purposely. I think Jim was always jealous of I-Man, of the way we treated I-Man, and we didn't talk about it. We didn't. And Jim always thinks that somebody's out to get him. And so he snookered I-Man, and then they had a falling out, but Jim doesn't want to talk about that, right?
Exactly.
And I-Man doesn't want to. It's like politics. You don't want to get the big guy upset with you because he'll turn on you, and then you won't get reelected. Jim is that guy, so you don't want Jim as your enemy because he will go scorched earth. So I-Man is trying to keep Jim under wraps. Every once in a while, he slips up.
And I-Man, like I was saying in the beginning, is not smart enough
to figure
out that Jim won. Jim won. Jim did what he needed to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
and then he left him at the altar.
Yeah, no, he destroyed I-Man's career as a caller. You're right.
I agree. All right. You're on the
Thank you.
Page.
Thank you for that Paul. Great analysis there. Appreciate it. Wow. Big topics today on the show. Wes is up next. Hey, Wes.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I tend to disagree with the last caller. I actually enjoy I-Man's calls.
Okay.
And I'm an Alabama fan. Quick question. Are you familiar with the new social media superstar, Roll Tide Willie?
Yes. I have not. I don't know Roll Tide Willie, but I have a friend of mine in Alabama that called me recently and said, you need to get Roll Tide Willie on your show. Now, I haven't had a chance to dig into Roll Tide Willie. For those of us who don't know much more about him other than his name, what's he all about?
He don't give a piss about
him. Okay, we lost the guy. I don't know why. We were about to find out about Roll Tide Willie when the call disconnected. Let's see if we can get him back. How about, it's a good name, by the way. Mike is in Maine. Mike, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, sir?
We're doing great.
A couple days ago, I was plowing snow in Maine, and on my satellite radio, satellites, it had a ESPN 3030, and the title was the Minister of Defense.
Hey, Reggie White.
I went to the University of Tennessee, and I started listening to it, Paul. I had to pull over, and by the time it was done, I was crying like a baby. The man was an unbelievable person. He was from God, and he studied Judaism. He learned Hebrew. People gave him a lot of crap because of that, but he was, in my opinion, if there's a such person that God put on this earth to kick butt in football and teach people how to love, Reggie White was the person.
You know, Mike, I have not seen Oh, I saw some of the previews, but I know a little bit about Reggie. And you're right. He had that impact on people, and I was really glad to see that documentary be made.
Yeah, he destroyed people playing football, but he made people understand that it was love, not violence. And I can't even begin to say how that affected me, but thank you, Paul.
I'm so glad to hear that. Mike, you be well. You take care of yourself. We head to the break. Don't forget the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, Greg Sankey, joining us at 6 p.m. Eastern time. We're back after this.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Welcome back. Let's keep moving here and talk to Bill, who is in Florida. Hey, Bill, you're on the air. Good afternoon.
Hey, Coach Paul.
Hey there.
I want to talk for a second about your buddy Herbie.
Right.
Kurt Herbstreit. I guess, have you seen what's been going on?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, but I am about to. Go ahead and talking, and I'll get the exact comments ready to go here.
Okay. Well, I'm a dog fan, but this ain't got anything with me being a dog fan. It's just media getting involved in influencing some of these critiques.
Yeah, so I'm reading here. Let me tell you what, before you even go on, let me just read from a story.
So everybody
knows what we're talking about. This is from Saturday Down South, a very reputable college football blog by Spencer Davis.
Got something on.
Yeah, I saw Connor. So basically, I just want to read it because because I don't want anybody to misinterpret it. Connor Riley had a similar story. It says that Kirk Herbstreit was amongst the people who encouraged five-star quarterback Dylan Raiola to flip from Georgia to Nebraska, according to new comments from Raiola's father. Raiola's father, Dominic Raiola, shared that intel in an interview with Rivals' Adam Gorney. Dominic, who also played at Nebraska, detailed some of the conversations. And so I'm going to get out of your way, but essentially Rivals is reporting that Herbstreit turned Raiola, who was considered the best quarterback in the country, or at least one of the two or three best quarterbacks in the country, and he ended up flipping to Nebraska. It's all yours.
Yeah. Well, at the time, he was definitely going to Georgia. His parents moved all the way from Arizona to go send his son to high school at Beaufort, Georgia, and they bought a house up at Lake Lanier, nice home up there, and everything was on go. But then all of a sudden, at the last minute, early signing day, he flipped. So, but anyway, I just read this morning off of rivals, Adam Gorney, like you just said, and that's Saturday. Down south has got something about it, Connor Riley.
Yeah, I'm gonna read Connor's story in a second. So Connor's is in Dog Nation, right?
Dog Nation, and just read it. Allegedly, at least he didn't say it was, you know, in stone, but allegedly, Kurt influenced his dad to, hey, you need to go with Matt Rhule. He's a good coach or something. And, you know, they've only had one winning season at Nebraska since 2016, you know. So I guess they need the help up there. But Raul has jumped from 1 to 3 now. He's not as highly rated as he was. My thoughts on it, Paul, is Carson Beck, if you remember at the time, he was indecisive whether he was going to go in the NFL,
right,
and go pro. And then once they worked out this NIL deal, I understand, with Carson, he decided to stay at Georgia. And once Raiola heard that, I guess he said he didn't want to sit on the bench for another year or two. Like, seems like all the Georgia quarterbacks end up sitting on the bench a couple of years before they get to play. But anyway, that's, I didn't know what you knew about it.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, what bugs me about this is this comes in the aftermath. I remember talking to somebody, and I didn't see it, but apparently McAfee, do you remember what happened there? What did he tell? He told Georgia fans to, what did he tell Georgia fans to do during the SEC?
Tell them to go to hell.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to make sure. So you got McAfee saying, yeah, Georgia fans can go to hell. You got Herbstreit accused of flipping Georgia's best recruit. And I mean, that's a really, I can't wait to see when game day goes back to Athens next year. That will be exciting.
But I know, I've always really liked Kurt Herbstreit. I mean, I still do, but mm-hmm, he's a great guy. But I don't know if it had anything to do with Raiola was originally going to Ohio State, and then Georgia got him to flip from Ohio State. And we all know Kirby went to school. I don't know if that had anything to do with it.
I used to defend Herbstreit without even thinking, but I'm not going to do that until I know more information. But yeah. I mean, being objective, this is a really bad look for Herbstreit.
Well, you were very objective. I will say that about you. I know you're a Tennessee alumni, but if...
Well, Bill, let me assure you of something. I mean, I have people ask me all the time, not football players, but I mean, I have students will ask me when I'm in Athens or in Gainesville, or, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I'll give honest advice. But I would never, ever try to persuade a high school football player where to go to school. I mean, I wouldn't do it. And because first of all, I don't know what's best for them, and I would never want to be accused of what Herbstreit is accused of.
Yeah, and why Dylan's dad would even say something like that. I don't know what the deal was about that. But, yeah, it's not a good look for Herbie. I guess he'll make a statement maybe later.
Well, I mean, he ought to. If it's not, first of all, if it's not true, and I've had people, I remember Eli Drinkwitz said something about Herbstreit on our show a couple of years ago, and Herbstreit had texted me within 5 seconds. This story's been out for 2 or 3 hours, and I've yet to hear anything. And he's not shy. I mean, He's pretty flippant on Twitter, so I would suspect if it wasn't true,
he's gonna have to say something.
Well,
it's gonna be a bad look. You know?
It's, I agree with you. It's a terrible look.
The only other thing, real quick, is all these kids flipping. You know, Georgia just had that Caleb Downs go over to Ohio State,
right?
And I got that wide receiver from Alabama that ended up catching the touchdown against Auburn and all that good stuff. But you're going to have Rusty Stuart Manziel on pretty shortly. But I just saw a tweet by him when that first happened about how much money has Ohio State put out. You know, and they had a bag of gold at the end of his tweet, you know, on Twitter.
That's pretty funny.
That kind of funny. I mean, everybody's dancing around the bush about why these kids flipping, but you know, what do kids want? I mean, they want either the grandparents need a house, or the parents need a new home, or they want a nice Maserati or whatever it is, you know. So I guess Ohio State's tired of losing to Michigan is all I know about it. And I guess they're just pulling out all the stops to buy off all these kids, you know, this pay-for-play kind of deal going on with this NIL. It's just gone crazy right now.
It sure has.
And the kids go shopping. They shop colleges like they shop for like I used to shop for a car. I go for the best deal. I get up and walk because they didn't want to give me my deal. You know, and the kids are about the same way. You know, they come in for a visit just to make a visit. They want about $5,000 just to come to your school, you know. So you get through 20 schools, you make $100,000, you know. So it's crazy out there right now. But anyway, that's all I got to say, Paul. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Love your show. And don't take the next call.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Again, I just heard about that right before the show started. And I certainly think we need to find out what exactly happened. But if Herbstreit didn't do that, then he's welcome to call in and deny it. But right now, you have to believe he did it based on what the fact it's been a couple hours since the story came out and we haven't heard any denial. I know that's not exactly logic, but it's the way it usually works. Let's check in with John, who is in Chicago. Hey, John.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Thank you.
To quote Pat McPhee, whatever the hell, Herbstreit can go to hell. But no, to follow up with what Bill was saying, I mean, the sky's the limit right now. I wouldn't even say the best deal these kids are getting. They're just getting the best amount of money thrown at them. So, I mean, that's just crazy with NIL right now.
Yeah, you're right, John. And there's really just simply no, you know, based on what we heard from Michael McCann earlier, who's an attorney and a law school professor, it's highly unlikely that this case going on in Tennessee is going to do anything but make it easier for universities to cheat. Did you see the picture of Carson Beck with the $300,000 Lamborghini?
Yeah. Well, I'm a dogs fan too, like Bill, but let's just hope he don't go racing and have another.
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way,
that.
I mean, I want to make it clear. I'm glad these guys are getting stuff.
That's true.
I mean, I think of my first car that my mother bought me upon my college graduation. And it barely made it down the street before it conked out. I'm happy that somebody has a nice car. I don't know. I'm not sure I've spent $300,000 in my life combined on cars.
I mean, they're putting their bodies and minds and everything on the line, but they should get paid something. But it's that much is kind of crazy. You want to know what Roll Tide Willie's like? I would just say take Jim from Tuscaloosa and like make him a little more understandable when he gets all irritated, and that's probably his brother or brother-in-law, same person.
Well said. Hey, thank you very, very much, John. Appreciate it. We are up against a break. Member of the commissioner joining us 90 minutes from now. We'll be right back.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
What about this matchup tomorrow night? Number one team in the country hosting Mizzou, and then LSU goes to Vanderbilt. A doubleheader right here. And Daniel is up next in Ohio. Hello, Daniel. Good afternoon.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul. I want to start off by just commending your show. I think every time I call, I do this, but I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
You take all kinds of folks, and I love your callers. And you know, like a small example of this, you know, recent death of a football player, and I just thought you handled that whole day and that whole interview that you did with other folks that knew him, it was just great class.
Thank you so much.
I really enjoyed it. So commend you for all that. I don't know the details about the Herb Street issue, but I think when people, you know, become an analyst after playing at a high profile school, I could see them being asked their opinion and not holding back. I'm not sure that I like the flavor of it after I talked with a couple other people. So you may be absolutely right. But I could see them advising maybe more than they should. I would almost think any recruit that is that talented of a player and getting all kinds of opinions from everybody, by this time, they're going to be able to discriminate between somebody who really knows their body of work, where they fit in with certain coaches and things like that, much better than just take advice of somebody who's going to give them an opinion kind of like off the top of their head. So I would trust that most players have had enough counseling that they can do that. But maybe to your point, maybe they don't.
Yeah, listen, Daniel, you're right. At this point, I think the appearance of it is concerning, especially if you're a Georgia fan and you just lost one of the best players in the country. But without knowing the other side of it, and that's really the issue. I have no earthly idea what Herb Street said.
Yeah. I will say this. This isn't the first time that Herb Street and some of the ESPN analysts have been a little saying things that maybe they shouldn't. I mean, I'm not sure they handled the whole Florida State thing that well. You know, Herb Street got on there right before their radio announcement came out about who was going to be in that group and the committee's work, and made a big thing about who's the most deserving now. It's not your body of work, and you know, he went in a big.
Well, here's the problem, Daniel, with Herb Street. I think, and I said things like that as well. But the one thing I didn't do, if I engage with people on this program, that's my job. Herb Street and others went to social media and got involved in these Twitter feuds. And I mean, that's not a great look for somebody like him, who is considered the voice of college football or whatever he's considered.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, listen, I have to tell you one other thing, last minute thing that I'll tell you. When the controversy came up about who the new Alabama coach was going to be, I so wanted to do an experiment and hook you up to an EKG monitor and a blood pressure machine and tell you I thought it should be Urban Meyer because I knew that's your kryptonite, just to see what would happen.
Yeah,
with your
I'm glad you didn't, Daryl, because I think I would be on blood pressure medication today if he had gotten the job.
Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bring me in some Lipitor, please. Let's talk to Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe.
Paul Firebaum, the living legend. How you doing this
afternoon? I am doing great. Thank you.
Look, man, I know it's good for radio people and everything to talk about, but the problem is, man, people talk too much. And I'm talking about the kid's dad. Why are you doing interviews? You hadn't thrown for no passes. You hadn't made no touchdown. You hadn't done anything. Shut up. Let your son do what he wants to do. And I have a huge problem with that just as being a parent. Just, man, don't take the accolades that you didn't earn from your kid. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
That does make a lot of sense. You're right, Joe. Absolutely.
And one other thing, Paul, I'm from Arkansas. All right, I'm a big Razorback fan. So did you hear the big news about our football program?
I have not. No, tell us about it.
There is none. There's never none. Never, Paul. So when I hear these Alabama fans and they call in and cry, y'all went from Nick Saban, who's probably the cream of the crop, of course, the best coach ever. Alabama, nothing but respect and admiration because they win every year. But we are, all of us in the West, we tired of hearing them cry about Nick Saban being gone. We want y'all to lose a little bit. Other than that, I love y'all, man. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you very, very much. That's great to hear from you. Let's continue with more phone calls. And Brad is up next in Macon, Georgia. Hey, Brad.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing, brother?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, there's a lot of excited seniors in high school today, and I guess – the ones who have not declared, I guess they'll be signing some sheets and declaring to where they're going to go and play. But, Mr. Paul, hadn't it jumped where recruiting and all, where you read where what team, what players you're going to get in the newspaper the day after, to the infancy of these entities coming up judging talent and being rated with stars? But it just seems like to me in the last 10 years with social media and all this, it just seems like it has just been in warp speed where all these players are everywhere and all these college teams know about them. Because I know you've covered college football a long time, and I know you remember it when it was in a hardly, you know, just black and white print.
No, well, you're right about that, and it is a different situation, and I think it's great experience though for these guys to go through it. They're going to deal with this throughout their career. They're going to deal
right.
with you know, the different type of issues. So they're getting a really good education. I mean, there's always been a lot of pressure on the young players anyway.
Right.
Now there's more.
Well, let me ask you this: in your opinion, over the years of covering this, do you believe with social media and the players and their coaches being able to get their players out there on social media and the attention of colleges, do you think it's created any parity in the sport?
No, I think what's happened is the best programs are really getting better. What's created parity, a little bit of parity, is the transfer portal. That's why you've seen a school like Ole Miss be able to get
Correct.
Involved. And I think the transfer portal is a better indicator, because with NIL
yeah.
now, the smaller schools are struggling to keep up, but they can make up for it in the portal. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. We take a short break. Much more to come right after this.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
1 month after he announced his retirement, Nick Saban has found work. Nick Saban will join ESPN with College Game Day. He'll do other things as well, the SEC draft, Media Day. So we're glad the old guy found something to do. Let's get back to the calls. Susie is up next. Hey, Susie.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I tried to get through yesterday, and it rang several times when I was calling, but it would disconnect me, so I thought you were just getting back at me for having problems the other day. Thank you so much for having Barry Trammell on and showcasing Toby Keith. It was very refreshing. He was one of my favorites. I was very fortunate to go to one of his concerts in Chicago. My daughter took me. He was just the absolute entertainer and made you feel like, you know, you were his best friend. There was nothing highfalutin or anything about him. And the thing I loved most is he loved to entertain the troops. He would go and entertain the troops. He was such a true American and believed in America. So rest in peace, Toby, and thank you to you, Paul. Glad to hear from Larry. yesterday. That made my day because I'd asked you a couple times about him. Larry, take care of you. That's with everything you've been through. That's it. It just breaks my heart for you. And Handsome Joe, I hope everything is going to go okay for you too. That was I didn't want to hear that either. And one last question, Florida State. Okay, I know they want to leave the ACC. Have they left the ACC, or is it still up in the air?
They have not left. They are suing the ACC right now.
Okay, they're suing so that they can leave.
Correct.
Okay. Is there anybody out there that really wants them?
No indication of that, no.
So maybe they could start their own thing with Notre Dame, huh? I don't know.
First of all, they're a long way from getting out. I mean, I think what they're hoping for is the ACC simply saying, okay, you know, it normally would cost you this. We'll let you out for that. I mean, the ACC wants nothing to do with them really either, I think, because if this thing went to court and Florida State won, it would be the end of the ACC. Thanks, Susie. Appreciate it very, very much. Let's check in with Johnny, who is up next. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon.
I was calling in today. I just want to say, y'all have a good show each and every week, and I want y'all to know that. I know a lot of people call in and say that, but I'm telling you, y'all are about one of the few that have a real good show on each and every week. And I got a question, Paul, that has been really bothering me for the longest, and since you're a college football man, you might be able to help me out with it. I've been watching lately on these college football shows. How are these kids able to get 8 and 9 years of eligibility? I know about the medical redshirt rule, but is there something other else that's keeping
them? No, I mean, there's only one player who had that. It's a special circumstance situation. He got the COVID year, which everybody got. So he got the another year, and then I think his coach transferred. He was at Oregon, and his coach went to Miami. So that they gave him a dispensation, but most of them, he's the only one.
All right, I was just wanting to get some clarification on that, because I know that sounded real strange. I'm like, who wants to go 8 years worth of college? And I also got something I want to say, you know. I agree with the callers that call in earlier about I-Man, and they forgot one other person, Darryl. They have some kind of obsession with Saban. I don't know what it is. And I think you're right, Paul, because we beat Georgia more times and Auburn more times than they really want us to. And for people that have been saying that the Bama dynasty is over, well, let's just say we'll see if it's over, but I don't think it's over by a long shot. Have a good day, Paul.
Thank you very much. Dwayne is up next.
Hey, why don't say nothing about no handsome Dwayne? Why nobody don't give no shout out to pretty boy Dwayne or handsome Dwayne, Paul Feinbaum? Huh?
Hey there.
What's going on? You hear what I'm saying?
I heard you.
What's going on with you?
We're waiting for you to make a point.
What? Handsome Dwayne. You know what I'm saying. Give a shout out to handsome Dwayne. Hey, I don't put my picture on that thing. I don't have my picture on that. On that call when I call in all the time. And people, all the women.
Well Dwayne, for us to put a picture, you have to send us a picture first.
Yeah, I'm going to send a picture. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send y'all a picture. I know what to do. Yeah, with my LSU gear on, with my Fighting Tigers on. Huh? You know what I'm talking about. Hey, Paul Feinbaum, you eat some chicken fried steak? Nobody eat that stuff.
I haven't had any since the conversation began, I can assure you.
Nobody eat no chicken fried steak. Nobody worry about no chicken fried steak. That sounds like you served that in the penitentiary somewhere, chicken fried steak. Paul, what you say about it, Mr. Paul Feinbaum? Buddy?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for you to say something, Dwayne. You've gotten very quiet here since Don Staley.
Oh, my baby. Next time you talk to that woman, see, look, Paul, when next time you talk to that woman, you tell that woman, Dwayne got some roses for you. Dwayne wants exactly where I need to send it to.
Hey, Dwayne, after she emasculated you, did she offer at least to send it back?
No, she ain't going to send nothing back. She ain't gonna send nothing back. Once she hit my voice, she gonna say, "Ooh, who that man is?"
I figure yeah, you'd be getting a FedEx package any day with two things in it.
What that is? I want nothing coming to me. I want nothing coming to me with no FedEx package.
Yeah, I figure
I don't know what it is.
She's gonna let you have them back for a keepsake.
Yeah, right. Hey, Paul, Bob, let me tell you something, man, buddy. We got the number 3 ranking class. All right, came out. You know that, huh? You saw it. You saw it.
Dwayne, I know this may surprise you, but I keep up with a few things.
I know you do. I know you do keep up with them high school football players. Me too, buddy. I keep up with them boys too. And next year, Louisiana loaded. Next year, hey, Louisiana, the 25th class next year out of Louisiana is loaded. They got at least about 4 or 5 stars coming out that sucker. Yeah, you better look at it. All right, Paul, I got another thing. I just got finished doing some work. I got to go. Now I got to go drink me some beer and take a shower. Bye.
Well, good. Give us an update. As soon as the water turns warm, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.